Penguin Audio presents World Without End by Ken Follett, read by Richard E. Grant.
1st of November, 1327. Gwenda was 8 years old, but she was not afraid of the dark. She could see nothing, but that was not what scared her. She was at Kingsbridge Priory in the long stone building they called the hospital, lying on a bed of straw. Her mother lay next to her, and Gwenda could tell by the warm, milky smell that Ma was feeding the new baby. Beside Ma was Pa, and Gwenda's older brother Philemon, who was 12. The hospital was crowded, families squashed together like sheep in a pen. Hundreds had come from the villages to spend Halloween, a dangerous time when evil spirits roamed freely, in the sanctified precincts of the priory. Gwenda did not want morning to come. Too soon there was a light. A monk came carrying a candle, touching the flame to the wall lamps, illuminating rows of humped figures on the floor. Sick people occupied the cots near the altar, where they could get the maximum benefit from the holiness. At the opposite end, a staircase led to the upper floor, where there were rooms for aristocratic visitors. The Earl of Shiring was there now. The monk caught Gwenda's eye and smiled. Brother Godwin was young and handsome, and last night he had spoken kindly to Philemon. Beside Gwenda was another family from her village. Samuel, a prosperous landed peasant, and his wife and two sons. The youngest, Wulfric, was an annoying six-year-old who thought that throwing acorns at girls was the funniest thing in the world. Gwenda's father had no land and hired himself out as a labourer. The family often went hungry. That was why...